Latvia. You know it makes me wonder. Oh, Latvia. I said, oh, Latvia, you make some damn good yellow wood. Latvia, we love your sexy wood. Keep pumping out some delicious wood, Latvia. That's all we got. That's
I have nothing to add to that. That was too good.
That's stupid.
It's a good time to talk about wood, though.
It is. Welcome. Winners Take Y'all. The name of this song is called Starting Blocks.
Latvian Wood.
What else we got here?
Morning Latvian Wood.
This is all royalty-free music here on Winners Take Y'all. Oh, Sheila. A little slow on that last line.
I thought you were going to come in.
Everybody thinks that.
Hey-o. All right, welcome, man. John Fireball Watkins, Nick Sugarball Blackman in the house. You guys are fresh off of a fantastic weekend.
Dominating performances.
Dude, I had a great time. I wasn't going to go. Then my wife goes, look, they're going. Like, literally, I will say this. Like, I just thought she was going to be like, all right, yeah, sure, go. That's cool.
Yeah, do more like, motocross, Kevin.
And I try not to. Like, if I do not go to races where I'm not getting paid. That's,
yeah.
That's not being whatever.
That's
but I go
why
to
we had to write those checks.
Yeah, so what do we owe you?
I couldn't remember. I was like, man, I knew I brought
I just
the
go
checkbook.
To so many of them, but I like, you know how it is. I can't justify it. All right,
you
I'll be gone for another one.
Just keep going, yes.
Right.
It's like going to work on your office.
And not getting paid.
It sort of is in a way. I mean, you love it.
I do love it.
But yes. It was cool to see you just stand there.
No, not me. But it was
and
just
like pay not be working at a motocross
race. It was awesome
race.
To go
never
back
seen
and forth
Kevin do that.
Watch all the races I wanted to watch. I could watch Nick cruise in and change. So, Nick, the backstory here.
Well, we went to an SEVMX
yep.
Vintage race.
Southeast Vintage
Stretch
Motocross.
Out, get comfortable, dog. You haven't leaned over. Make yourself at home.
Oh,
dog.
Bring that mic up there high and
tight. Right. Get that thing set up
she'll
how you
right,
want it.
Left, up, down,
she'll
in,
go up
out.
And down and out. Are you comfortable there?
When it's this close to my mouth, it makes it water.
I bet it does.
It starts saliva just really salivating.
I sweat.
Kevin, put your freaking skates on, dude. It's time to backwards roller skate.
Yeah. Alabama left couples only. Yeah. So we went to a vintage motocross race up in Fannin County, which
Fannin
is
County,
almost
North Georgia,
North Carolina.
Yeah.
It's way the heck
it
up there.
It is up there, dog. But it was awesome. I just got up early and just reminded me of like just back in the day. You just get up and you smell everything and you're not going to the announcer's tower. Hey, here's your announcer sheets and here's the... No, it's just see what's up and watch you guys do your thing. And all the cool guys in like Georgia motocross seemed to be there. It was just cool to... All the dudes we were hanging out with were cool.
It might not be the current cool guys, but we were cool at one time.
Well, just guys I want to hang out with and talk to, for sure.
It's people you probably have some history with.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of them. The crazy thing is, it's funny to watch because SEVMX.
Sorry.
You know, they put their skates on and they start backwards skating.
That's right.
And it, sometimes it's backwards couple skate.
Couple skates only. Clear the floor.
And you know, that's a sausage fest. So you end up backwards couple skating with dudes.
And you bounce into other dudes.
Just whatever happens.
And they ain't backwards skating. So when you backwards up into them.
It's meat stick to
butthole.
Which
I
is really
I've had a half a beer, but
hardcore
I get
motocross
silly
right there.
With y'all. Hello, I called y'all on three-way on the way up there and about drove off the side of the road.
Yeah, we were acting like total idiots
dumb
going up the road.
Crap. I don't even want to go into
I mean,
what
can
we
even tell all the stories?
No. They were very stupid.
All right, but listen, so SEVMX.
Southeastern Vintage Motocross.
It's the weirdest thing. You go to the race on the day of the race, and everybody's like, when's practice? And
they just slow down. Ain't nobody no hurry.
Out. Yeah.
Don't get all crazy.
They're like, first of all, this is a social club.
Correct.
And we might race
what
our motorcycles.
What time y'all vote we go practice?
Yes.
It's like the Fast Times, Fast House, has a shirt that says, we race sometimes.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way the vintage
that's
race
how
works.
They
we
roll,
will
son.
Race at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving them a hard time. They do run a
great job.
Oh, once it starts, it's a tight good. Program. Yes.
But getting everybody's bikes to run at the same time when they're 700 years old.
And, if your choke just turns on right when the gate drops. Yep. I had that happen.
If you come up there with a pack of B90Gs and B90BADSs,
you'll
be a millionaire by the time you
get yes.
I got your cold B90Bs. ESs just slinging them out like a hot dog, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, Nick rolls out. Nick comes in. with four different bikes. He races.
And he don't even know what class is for what bike. Because
they call it Evo Karate Kick short sleeve brown shirt class. Yes. You're like, what
man,
can I ride?
Man, I didn't know I was even in Evo Karate Kick brown shirt.
So you ride whatever the hell. If they just said,
125, no disc brakes, metal gas tank, then that you'd have a better
idea. That would help.
But this was a winner's take y'all signature race.
It was. Mm-hmm. We got to name a 300 and under four stroke XR class, yeah.
Which is named after specifically because of our
dummy,
our trip
was
to Mid Ohio.
First event.
We made how many? We made millions this past
millions
weekend.
Oh, easily. Millions. We haven't counted it. I mean, obviously, we got to go to the bank and let them count it because I'm not sitting there.
Yeah.
But Nick rolls out his 86 125, your 93 CR-
86 KX 125.
Right. Yep. Sorry. And then his KX or CR250.
95 CR250. The 23 CR450. And then the 86 XR250. So he was mostly Honda. The KX was the only.
And how many motos? They had 12 motos. So Nick rode 25% of the motos.
Yes.
Every three motos, he was on the gate.
He's back
literally
on the gate.
He was pretty top heavy. I think you had 1 through 8, you were in every other three motos.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you had one.
And then
he
had a break, right, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like no big deal after he did the coup de grace, the Iron Man, all these other.
You know what? That was true because those 30-minute motos at, and then an hour-and-a-half moto at Day in the Dirt made a five-lap moto seem like nothing.
So,
like,
I mean, we're not even going good. Why
the time you got started, it was over. You know, like, everybody's like, man, I just got so tired on the fifth lap, and I was like.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
On the 25th lap at Day in the Dirt, he got tired.
I know.
Correct.
But it was cool, man. You guys were on the track at the same time a few different times, battling each other off the start. Mm-hmm. Three guys ate a big old pile of shit on one of their last.
It was not your fault, Nicholas.
No, it wasn't.
You watch it?
I slow motioned it. You had nothing to do with it. They locked bars or.
Yeah, they locked bars and drug down like awful. It was
hard
a bad crash.
Hardcore crash, yes.
And that one guy got up and caught John towards the end. And, dude, it was the race of
it was. He was coming. I looked back and I thought it was Nick. And I'm like, what is he doing? Why is he
coming so hard? Nick had his best race, two best motos of his life, probably. He was in the zone.
He was going fast.
He was. I'm not joking at all.
Roost was rolling. And so what cracked me up is you've got a bunch of old guys who were fast at one time probably and a bunch who were terrible.
That started later in life and just
– yeah.
Like the guy next to us probably bought a bike and just bought a – I think he even explained. He bought a 250 or XR or whatever. Like, man, he loves it. Like, he just got into it and, like, he's just now getting into racing.
It's a great place to start.
A sweet spot
if you're,
to start, yes.
If you're just starting – it's a great place to go back to.
It's EBT
if you're older.
And motocross.
Is the EBT?
Yes. Yeah.
You the WIC?
The WIC, yeah, man. The Peach Care Motocross.
Yes.
It's laid back. Nobody gets real twisted.
No.
Like,
no.
Everybody's pretty safe.
There's one guy, one dude was a little bit.
Sweating that power valve
like,
situation.
Just chill out, dude. Like,
he's like, man, they says front disc brake, rear drum brake,
I
no
love
power
those
valve.
Dudes.
I'm over here like, look, dude.
And take my plaque, dude. If you want it, I don't care.
And, yeah. And he was. He was like, well, you know, I beat that guy, so if it wasn't for that, I'd probably be crying a little bit more. And I was thinking, you're crying a little bit now.
Yeah.
And you guys listening, you all know there's this one guy.
Who's sweating the details.
Every detail of every race, of every free giveaway. Like, he can win a week to Panama City, and they give him all the stipulations, he'll still bitch about
it. It's
something.
The dumbest shit, because I'll bet you if, okay, that XR250 has about 22 horsepower.
Yeah, we
or
think
something.
22,
23, 21
your
horsepower.
Riding mower has that.
That's terrible. Man.
CR450 has
78.
A million.
I don't know.
Like, and I'll bet you that my lap times were within 2 seconds.
Because the XR doesn't try to kill you the whole time.
Because it's not. Let me tell you, that's a whole other tangent to go off. I don't think anybody should be able to buy anything but an XR250 type bike. Like, they should sell a brand new bike. With 23 horsepower, make it look cool, make it that dependable, air-cooled 250, and that's what people rode. Like 35, yeah. And then everybody raced that bike because I raced 4 classes, 8 motos.
Battled it out with everybody.
Everybody.
Good battles.
The most fun I had was on the XR 250.
On the XR. Now, I will say, riding practice on the modern bike first and then going straight to that XR, I'm going to the starting line like, what in the litter? First of all, it's not going to crank. There's no way it's going to crank. And
all
Kevin,
of them did.
Kevin's over there. It, shut up.
He
why
talks
do
bad
you
about
think
them things.
This
I don't
dumb
like
thing's
it.
Not going to crank? So I'm already like, it's not going to crank. But then it cranked. And I'm riding to the starting line. I'm like, this is the dumbest motorcycle. One lap later, I'm like, This freaking thing is so much fun.
God, it's 86.
It's all it
so
took.
Much fun. And I can guarantee you that I thought about that on the way over here.
On the right track. That was the right track.
We were on the right track.
But
had
back
two
in
jumps.
1986 or whatever, when I had an 85 KX125, no doubt that I would have been faster on an XR250 back then.
Yeah.
No doubt.
125 is a lot of work, too.
Yeah, and I mean, it takes the right... You would not be faster at Monster Mountain, you know, with my ginormous hills and
something
and,
with big hills,
and big
deep
doubles
sand.
And tables, but, you know, a nice rolling
maybe,
track.
Maybe I wouldn't have been. Now my fat ass might... I mean, you know...
You're not fat.
I know, but I'm
6'4", 220... You're just a giant human being.
6'4", 225 of white chocolate on a 125 is a problem.
And me and Kevin standing in the turn, we're like, downshift twice, Nick. And
it
Nick
sounded like he was
once.
In eighth gear, and I know he what I mean. I know, it, but you're having to change from all right 450 setup in my brain to a
which is
125 to a XR to a.
When I literally went from my 450 moto was sixth, and then the 125 moto was eighth. So I got off
straight
a
to the gate on a 125.
Where you can just do this and fix everything.
86 model choppered out 125
raked out.
What's
West
funny
Coast
though
chopper.
Is he doesn't go riding on those bikes
just for these just, things.
Yeah,
crank them and go to the line.
I've never that's the most I've ever ridden any of those bikes.
Yes. Hey, one thing too though. So some of these guys were once really good.
Yeah.
Some of the riders were hardcore, but not many of them. There's a few that were good. So at these type of the vintage races, I'll typically just go into the first turn and hold the gas on just a little bit longer, and that'll get you the whole shot. I mean, you can chop the throttle a half a second later, and you'll go right to the front. Well, there are people in my class, and Nick was in the moto, they're not chopping until you chop the throttle.
You know
Tommy
this,
Boyd is
you know
I'm
this
talking.
One guy from your hometown?
Yeah.
That is
he doesn't
just
care.
Death-defying. Like, it's the last moto of his life.
I'll miss the first turn. I don't care if we go into the first turn.
Being out of work for 9 months.
I don't care if we go over the back of the first turn. I don't care.
Into that man's house over there. I don't care.
In the 450 moto that we were in together, everybody ran deep that start.
Well, and that,
I thought we ran right past it. Like, I was following y'all. And I was looking.
We
over,
didn't
I was
turn.
Like, I was like, "Damn, they didn't. Where's the turn?"
It was like a grudge match, and we're talking split seconds here, but it was a grudge match of who's going to chop the throttle first. And we probably did it pretty close to the same, because I went until I'm like, "I'm not dying," and then he was like,
"Okay, he didn't die on a dime.
Millisecond longer than that."
Yeah.
So funny because you've got every range of ability right there. You've got dudes who can't give it up. You've got dudes who never had it and just loving it. You got guys who...
And you trust every one of them dumbasses going in that first
you do,
turn. That's
right.
The nutty part.
And then we got the kid next door with the dyed hair, and he's asking all these questions, and I'm like, man, this kid must
he
be
looks
fast
pretty
radical.
He looks like Twitch or something. He's got a dyed hair
he
all
He must
dyed.
Be fast, and it turns out it was his first race.
It's your first time. Hold your hand up. And he's like,
that's
mine.
Why he was asking so many questions.
Yeah, like, thought he was... We're like,
I thought he was just anxious to get
How
going.
Many of you has ever been to a race?
Let's see that... That there, that fireball there, Nicholas.
Yes, fireball sir. Watkins, ladies and gentlemen.
But yeah, I tell you though, it's a blast. I mean, it was really fun.
Track was great.
Alan did a great job. Everybody, I mean, that was it's kind of like going to Mid-Ohio Vintage Days. I mean, there's, you know, the track's safe.
Can't suggest you go there enough. Yeah. If
and
you're
is,
into it.
And it is. It was a blast. I mean, I had a blast this weekend. I was tired Monday.
Yeah, I was tired.
All right, good.
Now I can tell you that. Like, I know.
What, eight motos? You got tired?
Yeah, eight straight motos.
What a loser.
He went right from the finish line back to the truck, grab a new bike, go straight back to the line.
And then these
and
fools,
over.
I texted Christina. I'm like, hey, I'm on my way home. She goes, "Where? I thought you rode with John." And I'm like, heck no. Them dudes will be washing bikes till 9
o'clock
tonight.
Well,
they wash six motorcycles.
That's a little bit of a defect on my part. But I'm like, I'm already dirty.
Yeah,
the
I
bikes
get it.
Are sitting here.
You can be done with the whole deal.
And then I don't have to touch it during the
John
week.
John is a pro bike washer.
He is fun to watch.
I got to practice twice on Nick's 450 this week.
That's cool.
Like, he is.
Hurry up. Get in there real deep. He's over
there
watching.
Get that thing cleared up.
He's got his finger in his belly button.
Gross.
And pit bull growling at me.
Don't forget.
Get in there deep.
Don't forget to get under that skid plate. Dude, did you not take my skid plate off when you washed the
bike? What a loser.
Modern bike.
Where's your butt plug?
It should be pimped out when it goes back in the trailer. I want it to where my wife's like, did y'all race? Like, what the hell?
Why is this hardware? You see these foam plates?
Why is your bike so clean?
Why is your bike so clean and you smell like cheap perfume?
Yeah.
Well, we did stop by the booby bungalow.
We used to pressure wash each other. Like, we would soap up.
You and your wife?
No, at the track.
I didn't know we were going to start talking about that stuff.
Jeez, you weirdo.
Well, I just want a clean butthole, man.
Hey, all right,
Pressure wash my butthole.
Hey, give a shout out to some of the folks that help us out, John. Who are some of the skins?
It's always
game?
Me.
They got some skins.
You know
in
who
the
brought
game?
Up the skins was Alan at the sign up. He goes, "Hey, man, the roost might be heavy today, but I know Helmet Skins is going to take care of you guys."
He knows.
I'm like, that's right. It deflects roost like no other. That's Helmet Skins, Lever Skins. Let's say you tip over in a turn.
Boom.
You're thinking.
Mud
there goes my lever all scuffed up, not with lever skins. Lever skins? You're looking good.
Or if you're on your ninth moto and you...
And you're really starving.
You're slippery, you know, you got that lever skin on there.
Oh, I was thinking you were getting hungry.
You can
because
eat the lever skin.
Ninth moto, you're going to grab some pork skins. Yep. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
You know, it's just one of those things. A lot of people don't really know, but, you know, after a long day of moto, nothing feels better than to lube up with some Skintimate lotion.
Yep.
The bugs are tearing you up. Hit the Skintastic.
After you and your wife pressure wash each other, you get some lamb skins.
She never pressure washed me.
Or you go shirts versus skins.
Yes.
Yes. Blouses.
Gator skins.
What was the football called? Pig skin.
So anything skins, big supporters of our program.
And Fast House and...
Liquid skins.
Faster Minis.
And Cardo systems and...
Cardo took care of you.
Cardo
just
is a new sponsor.
Technically illiterate.
No,
They
sent the Cardo system out. So here's the goal. And dude, this would have been the most epic day. I worked. I got everything charged up the night before. Nick went and bought a GoPro 12.
Had to buy the 12? I thought you already had it.
He did. No, that's my 9 right there.
It's 9. He's got GoPro 21s if you add them up.
Yes.
So he bought a GoPro 12 because it's the only one that syncs up with the Cardo system.
That was fast, Kevin.
Boy, that's good.
GoPro 21.
So we synced up. We had to get my phone, use the Wi-Fi, update all 4 of the Cardos, update his GoPro, put memory cards in that dude, sync it up to all of our phones, and I got about that far, and then we just couldn't figure out the rest. So
ran out of motos. I mean, yes. If it would have been earlier in the day, we probably would have gotten it.
We're close now. We've got everything updated, so I'm going to get with Taylor from Cardo Systems. So thanks for hooking it up. And I'm telling you, when we get this thing all done up and you get to see what these things are capable of, then you'll probably want to do it yourself. You and your buddies out snowboarding, mountain biking, motocrossing.
Yeah.
I have a coach's headset. Like, damn, I'm Bill Belichick.
You to have, like, coach's shorts.
And all the stuff I say, I have a clipboard, the whole deal.
Could you imagine clipboards whistle and wearing that damn it? Cowboy airport controller deal.
And then, so I have that. And then you guys have your Cardo system with the GoPro. So you guys can communicate. I communicate with you. And then it all goes through the 12.
And then we start dominating because we never
He's
had
on
this
the inside. Slow down.
See, if we had that.
We've got a spotter.
Yes.
But the point
we
is.
Never had it.
The point
Nick.
Is all the
We could have used some awesome team tactics.
All the dumb shit you guys are going to say while we ride. Like,
well, if you would have had me when the gate dropped and my bike quits. Because the stupid choke decided to turn on.
And I came out in second place. I could have just brake checked everybody.
And taken
it saved it.
Nick, save me down there in that first turn, my friend. Yes,
hold me up there, Nick.
So you're going to get GoPro footage with all this dumb audio with it. And that's the goal, to see what Nick comes up with.
You know
what
would have been funny as shit? Like, if I was in second, you'd be like, my bike died of choke, and I just got off and, like, stopped everybody.
Hold on, guys.
Wait
for Nick.
This isn't fair, man. He's sitting over there, and we're out here racing, having fun.
He paid
join
the same money y'all did.
That's right.
That thing turned off and on all moto, and right when it would quit revving up, I'd reach down, flip it off. Next moto, I installed a very timely zip tie there for the
you know the fun the, thing about riding those bikes is they don't make enough power, and the power comes on so slow. What it does have is that you actually feel kind of like a pro, because I know they wait on motorcycles because they can
faster
ride so
than
fast
the, yes
you just feel like Carson Brown
and you're just like you got it pinned and you're like okay
you're not pinned,
just go,
but it feels like you are.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, it's pinned. It's just when 21 horsepower really starts eating.
Putting that 21 horsepower
It won't even
to the
spin the tires, man.
You can absolutely fly through the corners.
It'll
no
go
two way
like
about
nobody's
it.
Business. It doesn't care. It
you
just
don't
goes.
Have to slow down for the corners.
Mm-mm.
You really don't.
They don't slide. You look at our tires. They still look brand new with two races in a hair and an hour. How long is that hair scramble? Was that an hour?
Where?
Mid-Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
So... usually after a full hair scramble and two full moto days, you'd see some wear. Not at all. These babies are square tires.
The XR brigades can be held at that hair scrambles this year.
You'll have them locked in by then.
We've got them ridden more than one time.
You're coming to win motos.
Yeah, we're not just trying them out on the way to the gate.
Yeah. So
yeah, when you guys bought those, fixed them
when
all
y'all
up. Y'all bought them.
And I was not involved in the decision. That's the way I remember it.
That was a decision that Kevin and I made on the fly.
Without your...
And I love when y'all are like, man, it was such a lightning strike of just luck that we found these three XR250s. I'm like, the lightning strike was that they found some that dummy run to buy three XR250s. Oh. But once you ride them, all it takes is one lap, and you do not hate the motorcycle. Yeah. The only thing I wish the seat didn't feel so long. Like, if I could have modern ergonomics.
That's for room for your wife, if you want her to race with you.
Or you need to run up there to Little Bear.
That's right.
You go to Little Bear and get you some, you know.
You got supply
Danishes
and all that stuff. Nick just found another one today if we need a backup.
That's right.
The interview bike.
Yeah.
Since you sold one of ours for parts or something, yeah. We're missing an XR.
It's still up there.
Listen, if we get the other one, we have...
That'd be 486 XR. What if we just keep getting them?
He's got a fleet of them.
What if that's like our investment strategy?
Have you seen those guys that have like all the ATVs?
Every
like
year of
every three-wheeler. Like, I've seen a guy that's got a warehouse full.
About as far as you can see. It looks like a 100-foot-long building. Yeah.
Every Z50.
Just rows and rows. Well,
but we need the other one so we can interview with the Cardo systems. And we could be riding the bikes and interviewing somebody at the same time.
And that's then they could see just how skilled we are.
That's right.
Say we're interviewing
God,
a pro rider.
Jason Bourne. Jesus Christ. That's Jason Nick Blackman Bourne.
Yeah. I would love it if they could see, you know, like.
That's the goal is to hear them go, y'all are, oh, I'm getting out of here. And they just
check it out, man. Watch this right here.
Watch this roost right here.
Like, you guys are idiots.
Watch that down arrow down to the left, boys.
You guys are stupid.
We are stupid. We do have Cody Schock on tonight, and you looked up some Cody Schock Loretta Lynn's results. And
boy, it is hard to really tear into those.
Not too much.
There's none.
You asked me, did I remember even talking to him? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I go, Kevin, did you ever announce Cody Schock as an amateur? I mean, the dude got fifth.
Yeah, you would think. I had to have run through. But, I mean, Phil Nicoletti just hovered around seventh, eighth, ninth, so.
Yeah, but he had some results.
He did.
That you could look up. I couldn't find anything for Cody. I mostly want to talk to Cody just for some collarbone counseling.
Yeah, I took my sling off. I'm at 6 weeks on Friday, and then so I'm still like, dude, this thing's going to be another minimum 6 weeks before I can go back to work. At minimum, she said more like 12 weeks.
Kevin calls and says, hey, man, they told me I'm nowhere near ready. Because, you know, Nick sucker punches him because something was hilarious. That's hilarious, man. He just hits
Kevin. Three more weeks.
You can't do funny shit if you don't want to get punched.
Yes, don't be around us.
Yeah, you shouldn't be funny. Correct. You're going to get hit.
You're getting punched then. So.
But he hits Kevin, and then I always reach like I'm going to grab him.
You son of a gun.
But I'm never going to do it. I'm just waiting on the day he quits flinching. The day he quits flinching, I'm going to be like, that dude's healed.
We're good.
I'm waiting.
That's how you know. Screw all you PT. Hi-ya! If
you don't flinch with some high karate. Right.
Some high karate. Love the cologne, too.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Son, you were getting laid in 74 with karate. Some high karate.
Was it called high karate?
It was called high karate. And if you coupled that with some Chuck Norris action pants.
Yes.
Have you ever seen?
Action pants.
Look up the advertisement.
Stop
it's Chuck
it.
Norris. They're Chuck Norris action pants. I swear to God, you look it up right now.
Chuck He's kicking, Norris.
His leg is touching his scapula.
So they're it's like C-nap.
They're so awesome and you're flexible. You can whoop ass in some
Dude,
action
just
pants.
Be rolling up. Yo, check out my C-nap.
Whoop-pow! Chuck Norris action pants. That's
C-nap. Back in the 70s, you never knew when a fucking karate fight was going to break out.
I know.
That's all the movies were about. So obviously it was a thing. You'd be at the Holiday Inn having a drink. Get your damn
Just
drink.
Trying to enjoy your night.
Whoop-pow!
You're at the buffet at the Holiday Inn.
Pizza Hut.
Do you remember going to eat at the Holiday Inn? Like
on Fulton Industrial?
No. Yeah. No.
My dad, that was the bar.
But was one in Cartersville.
No. We didn't,
but it was
we didn't venture that far up.
It was the Quaddledy. They said, let's go up there to Quaddledy Inn. And they would say it wrong. Quaddledy. And I'm like, dude, I'm not eating at the Quaddledy Inn.
Quality?
Like,
is that
quality? Yeah. Okay. It said quality.
Wow, what redneck? Who was saying this?
He's my dad mostly. Like,
quality?
You want to go up there to Quaddledy
was
Inn?
He hard
like,
to hear?
Man, what the hell? No.
Hey, Mark, quality.
He was just hammered.
The only buffet we ever went to, like, every somebody's birthday, we go to Shoney's and have the buffet or whatever.
Pizza Hut buffet. Now you were living right. The big tall.
That
red
was
cups.
Before feces. And
there was. Yes. Remember, Shoney's had like a pizza place that like the same company bought called Village Inn or something. Mm.
Oh, I do remember had, Village,
that
was like
the first, Village Inn.
That was like
dude.
The first
nice pull. Pizza,
yeah, man, I thought that hot fudge cake at Shoney's was the best thing ever in.
Yeah, Amanda thinks that.
Yeah, it was like the
it's
best.
It's worth $3. It was
and I have a friend now that worked eat. At Shoney's, like when she was in college. She's like, I fucking hated hot fudge cake. It was the worst.
And you're
thing
like, what is wrong with you?
She's like, pain in the ass to make.
Yeah, she's like, it's the worst thing
she
to make.
She saw it. I had saw to it make too it. Much.
I had to make it.
Did you?
No, he didn't.
He no, didn't she was to. Pissed. She had to make it. Yes. So she was bummed out.
You get like, you know, you get jaded.
I worked at Scandals Pizza.
Scandals? It was called Scandals?
Yes, dude. Let me tell you, me and my buddy.
Why was it called Scandals?
Because our pizza's scandalous. Mm. Is what it sounds. That's so listen, scandalous. His name was Rip. Rip. Hey, guys, Rip's coming. He wants this place to look scandalous.
Rip.
I swear to God, in college.
Rip.
He had a place.
Pervert before perverts.
It was
cool.
Me, Steve, and John. We were all going to college. And we had to wear black pants with pleats in the front.
50 Shades of Gay right there.
That's why I wrote a Gay to 80. And we had a pink button up.
Oh my
and that's
God,
what we made pizzas
it.
In.
With black pants?
Black
you
pants.
Had to wear black pink pants button. And a pink button up to
yeah,
make
scandals.
Pizzas.
To make pizzas at Scandals
it's so
Pizza.
Funny now. Rip's like a tough guy name for like
somebody who's back
then. I was like, hey, y'all, Rip's coming. He
Rip and Beth.
Yeah. This place better look scandalous.
Rip Rock.
Dude,
you
Rip.
May do another way
Scandals
back
Pizza
pull.
Where our pizza's scandalous.
The tough guy, like enforcer guy in Less Than Zero, the super gay guy in Less Than Zero, his name was Rip.
See? Was,
see that's
and that's probably where your job came from.
Can we get this guy on the phone? How old do you? How much older was he?
He's probably died of AIDS.
Okay. Maybe we don't call him tonight. Then.
It was at the peak of AIDS, so.
There's a lot of AIDS pills and
I don't
stuff.
Think he, I don't think he had access to that. He was barely getting by with scandals.
But now, I'm saying
he
every
didn't have
other
Magic
ad,
Johnson money?
No, dog.
Magic Johnson.
He had
one
white
person
skinny guy.
That,
he yeah, was the money. First one to beat AIDS, right?
Yeah,
he's I mean, before up. It's like, oh my God, he's got AIDS.
I wonder if there was like a Vegas odds on that you could have put some money down on that Magic was going to die.
Magic could die. I put $100 on.
You'd have
yeah,
made
that
a goes trillion
show you,
dollars.
Hey, that goes show you what healthcare gets you with money.
Well, a little
yeah,
bit.
Is it, you'll he's get got
better.
Enough.
He's the only person
better healthcare.
Well, think about Ken Roczen's arm. If that was me, I've amputated.
You're done.
Yeah,
Ken Roczen is back to
winning
as
races.
Good as he could.
On
ever
a machine
be.
That you kickstart.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
how many more races does that guy win without those two brutal injuries? Like, oh, they, I mean, was, obviously, lopped some time off of his
he was
his
teed
career.
Up.
He
I
obviously would have beat McGrath's record.
You saying that? That's what you're saying. Wow.
It is very difficult to bring that topic up.
I'm just saying it no. Because before Jet ever won a Supercross,
it's done.
Like,
it's in question.
He's already beat McGrath.
Heck, Jet even said it. He said, I'm aiming for the 72. But
which I get. I understand that. I mean, Kobe would have said the same thing.
He's got a lot of championships to be 20.
Yeah.
He really does.
So, but I just think it's funny. So
outdoor,
now,
indoor, regional, you know, or whatever, 250.
I think now every time somebody wins a race, they're going to beat McGrath's record.
Son, you what. Better sit down
that's
for the long
that's all
haul.
We've got is we just compare to the greats. That's all we do. So.
And it's okay. That's
but
fine.
That's fine, and that's
good
no fire. Problem because Jet has a lot of really
got
cool
a good
things
start.
Going for him, man.
Sure. I don't understand the hate, though. I don't understand.
Not at like, all.
I don't either because he looks good.
I was annoyed. Awesome I was annoyed with McGrath, but I was so uneducated.
But you also.
But I was so uneducated on McGrath. So I am so educated on Jet just because of all the social media and all the yeah. different ways I can see and follow him and look at him. I was a East Coast guy.
Yep.
You're from the West Coast. You suck. That's it. That was how dumb I was.
But didn't eventually the tables turn
oh,
somewhat
it.
Where you were like, 100%,
100%.
All right, let's see if this dude can keep winning.
Loved it.
I had the same thing with Ricky. God dang it. He's out in front by 20 seconds.
RC?
Yeah. Yeah. And then eventually,
you appreciate.
Let's just see
out.
If he could keep winning. And that was the same with McGrath. I can remember Amanda going, "Why aren't we watching this? Jeremy's going to win."
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm and like, you don't know that, but
I
of course
really
he
thought
did.
That, like when the first race McGrath won, I was like, "Who does this kid think he is?"
Yeah, he just passed Stanton.
Geniuses for Honda to pull him right up.
You
I'm
know
like,
what I mean?
Well, really?
Who does
this
he
is
think
the
he
guy.
Is?
And Stanton's then, teammate. This mm-hmm. is what you got. This is this.
4 races later, I was like,
he won 5 in a row. After he won his first one,
yeah.
he won 5. He banged
like,
out 5. I'm like,
oh my
shit.
God, he's so he's for real. Bad and then mind. It did kind of the tables did kind of turn, where I did root for him, and I always liked LaRocco, but I got to where I wanted McGrath to
win. Just start 10th or better, Mike LaRocco.
Come on.
And Jesus. There were so many races where LaRocco would just like be running McGrath down.
Lap time. So everything tells you.
If he just got a start, he probably would have been winning.
Yeah, and he couldn't get
But again, there. Then you can go, all right, well, McGrath would have found that extra gear. And said,
yeah, he would have. Yeah. And he was probably managing.
You know he managed, sure. Yes. For sure.
But then,
Jed also manages.
Yeah, but back then we had no idea about managing.
We didn't know about managing. You know no, I mean? We only heard
I will say that the man, a difference, and I haven't ever really thought of this until right now. Like, you never saw McGrath get in over his head, go, whoa, and you see him get all crazy.
Yeah.
I have seen that from Jet. Jet's gotten frazzled a few times, ran in the back of some guys, like gotten wild. And
yeah.
I'm sure he did it, but like when anybody ever challenged McGrath, I don't ever remember him just flying off the track or going really blowing it.
The only thing that comes to mind is that he tried to double that huge thing, but it was outdoors. He was a little out of his element at some point outdoors. But he
blew his Achilles or whatever?
Yeah, like Washougal or something. It's like there's a single here and there's one in the next county. And he's right. Like, oh, I think I can jump that. It's like, what the hell? And then he did.
You're talking
he
about
didn't make
Jeremy.
It.
Jeremy McGrath. I did not say that. I was,
no, it's okay. I said it.
If there's one thing out of a million,
one thing
that's his only 200 thing. Races. That's like his big mistake, right?
Yeah.
It's
one. Yeah, but he did. You're right. He didn't make mistakes. Like
even when pressured, that's that. If I had to, yeah, if we're gonna just nitpick the hell out of this deal because Jet's fabulous. I don't remember him like getting frazzled. And there's probably somebody going, "Wait a minute!" Like they have time to keyboard.
They have time to keyboard.
But I just off
if
top
McGrath
of head,
was riding at 90% or 85% or whatever, and somebody got around him, and he bumped it up to 90%. Even if they passed him, he still stayed at 90%.
Yeah, he was in control.
Yeah, he didn't kill himself to
Jet
win.
Appears that way though. He appears like he's not doing.
He looks like
things.
He's riding at 70% when he's winning.
Man, he looks. Yeah,
I mean,
he's rolling.
He does not look fast until you see him. Quad a damn 250-yard quad. You know what I mean? Like you're
that's
like
right.
Dumb. You see some of those, and I'm like, how did that motorcycle
how did he
go
know,
that far?
I know. That's a crazy thing.
Let's call Cody Shock.
But you know, too,
he's
McGrath
got a haircut.
Was super cool. He was a cool champion. Yeah. I think Jet is pretty cool,
oh,
too.
Totally cool.
I don't see how this – who
and
cares
just
if he
cooler.
Goes for it?
Because even before all this, before
what do you
he
want
winning,
him not to be the best? Like, why would you not want to be the
and
best?
Or like
yeah,
that,
he's got to aim for something.
That whole donut thing he did a couple years ago, well, that was
innovative,
hilarious.
Dude.
That was awesome.
Cool.
He got like, fans.
It was genuine.
Yeah.
I mean, here we go. Cool. I think.
Oh, look at
wow.
There. Wow. Connection.
Can't believe it.
Feeling good about life, aren't you, Kevin? Yeah. Did you sling off?
No.
About to do some push-ups?
Yeah.
Wear a backpack?
Can't wait to
what's
get
up, man?
Advice.
Cody Shock.
How are you?
We're good, man. You've got I've got John. His nickname is Fireball because he drinks a lot of Fireball.
I don't drink a lot of
no,
Fireball.
It's just he's
but
redheaded.
Sometimes I drink some Fireball.
And it looks awesome. So he's got red hair.
Well, he sounds like a great time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cody. Fireball.
Boom. You're already a huge
keep going.
Cody Shock.
Tell him who else is in here.
And then Nick Sugarballs Blackman. So I don't know if that sounds like a good
does
time.
Does that sound like a good time, Cody?
Nick Sugarball. I like that.
Sugarball's so,
thank you, Cody. Thank you.
This dude's awesome.
Well, would you come out with me then?
The Shocker.
Yeah, you're the Shocker, dude.
I'm sure you've never
okay,
heard that.
I'll take that.
One in the.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, no idea.
Stop. We've got video too. So Nick John just did the thing and
no, Shocker. Don't worry, Cody.
No. Anyway, well, welcome to the program. I know you've never been on this stupid show. John started talking, and he goes, do you remember Cody Shock? Because I've announced every amateur
yeah,
race.
Yeah, Kevin is the amateur announcer,
forever.
So we're wondering if you...
Oh, I know.
How...
He's the one that keeps Loretta's entertaining.
Well, at least you at least you listen a little bit. Yeah, during the week, man. It's a long week, and it's fun as hell, though.
Cody, don't pump him up too much.
He was nice to all
no,
three
I'm
of
not,
us,
I'm
Dick.
Not...
He was nice to us, but
I'm
we're...
Just... I'm being honest. My parents love listening to you on the radio. Like, it was... When I think of Loretta's, I think of Kevin.
Kevin
and
is
making
funny.
making fun of the 50 parents for
yes,
sure.
Yes.
You know, parents out there, they're going faster than their kids around that track.
They are. Yeah.
I mean, you've made that known.
That's awesome.
And yeah, shit's awesome.
We had a lady come up to Kevin this weekend at a race, and she was like, "You're Kevin Kelly." She's like, "You're so funny." And
and Nick goes, "No, he's not."
Yeah, we have heard that this
that
happens
funny.
To Kevin sometimes, and we didn't believe it. So I'm like, there's no way girls ever care what Kevin says.
No, they
and
don't.
They really
they
don't.
Don't.
But it turns
no.
out, didn't this girl buy your old track?
Yeah, this lady came up, said, "You're so funny," blah, blah, blah. But she ultimately had bought our old motocross track that we owned in the 70s and 80s. So we talked for a while just about the property.
About the property.
Yeah, they lived on like where the first turn was. So blah, blah, blah.
And she just tore down the concession stand like a year ago.
Concession stand was still up. So it's interesting. But anyway, long story short, but let's circle back to you and Loretta's, which is why we wanted to talk. Like, I don't remember anything about you. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but like I said, I remember Phil Nicoletti just from the peripheral 8th, 9th, 10th place guy. Who's the guy that punched Freezy a million times?
Weston Pike, baby.
Yeah, Weston Pike. I remember him at Oak Hill.
Weston Pike, baby. Yeah.
So Weston Pike shows up out of nowhere. Yeah, he piked that ass.
And yeah, he did.
He shows up, and me and Wes Kane are like, who is this big ass dude? I went and found his dad. Like, tell him about what's your deal? Louis. Never heard of you guys. So anyway, I'm always interested when dudes pop on the scene and why I don't remember much about you. But, I mean, obviously people know who you are now when it matters.
Yeah, where are you from, Cody? Like, tell us something about your amateur days.
All right, so I'm from Delaware.
Mm. The hotbed of motocross.
Yep. We had a total of 3 tracks.
Jolly Rogers or anything up in that area? Or is that more New England? Really,
that's more... No, that we got that at the beach.
Okay, yeah.
But, really, there's really nothing.
I thought there was really a track about Delaware called Jolly Rogers.
Yeah, you got know.
No.
Went to Loretta's a total of 5 times, and yeah, I mean, I never got inside. I got inside the top 10 twice.
Okay.
In a moto, not overall, and
that's pretty good.
I never got a hole shot, so I never was on the podium.
Well, but see, and that's awesome though. That gives some hope to all these parents that think you have to go a certain way, and if you're not doing this, and forget it, like, dude, you played the long game, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I never had luck. You know, I was always that local fast kid, and I would beat the kids that would do well at Loretta's, and then we would show up to Loretta's, and it just either my bikes blow up or I remember it was 2012. I was racing the 85 12 to 15 mod class, no, stock class, and super mini one. And I got like a top 5 hole shot in super mini, and at the end of the first lap, my chain snapped from a rock in the sand section.
Well, come on.
What the heck?
Yeah, that never happens.
There's
anywhere
not
else.
Many rocks at Loretta's.
Not in
either.
A sand section.
Yeah.
Well, in Loretta's period, it's not a super rocky
you're right.
track.
No. And then, I don't know, 2013 was a mutter. Just, I don't know, didn't do anything special. 2014, same thing, nothing special. Got hurt in 15. In 16, I went back in open pro sport and college boy. College boy, first moto of the week. Went down in the start. Came from last to third on the very last lap, and my bike blew up 3 turns to go.
Oh, come on. We had to have noticed that. Then, is there any footage of that?
No.
We never?
No. And then that same week, I missed my first open pro sport moto because my bike was blown up. And then the second moto of open pro for me, my gas cap fell off on 2 laps to go, and I got that MR Pro 6 in my mouth.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that sounds gnarly.
Dude, it was not a spectacular amateur career, that is for sure.
Thankfully, that didn't get in your eyeballs. Like, that would, that to get it to your mouth
oh, I
is
know.
Almost not, to your eyeballs.
I literally
forget your eyeballs, just your balls.
Your balls.
Sugar Ball is worried about your balls. I went to the flagger. I was like, hey, you got any water? And he was like, I got nothing. And I was like, my mouth is on fire.
The flagger is sitting at Loretta's.
Dude, he's lying. He's got a cooler. They give him a cooler every day.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you're going to sit in Loretta's.
I ain't got but 2 bottles, man. What you want me to do?
Yes.
Nope. Can't have it.
Did you just ride straight to the creek and lay down after that?
I don't even know. I think I just got that fume high and just don't even remember the rest of the week.
Dude.
And that's when I started huffing
gasoline. Yes. And my career in motocross was over. I went to rehab and I made it back.
Let's see. I turned pro the week after at Unadilla in 2016.
Yep.
And freaking I qualified 36 fastest, and then I broke my back the second lap. So I was the first red flag, and then unfortunately Jesse Nelson was the second red flag. Yep, that I remember same day. That.
Damn, man.
I do remember that now that you say. Okay, so.
So you broke your back with you. That means you were out for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, you were back in a couple
back in
3 weeks.
Based
on this collarbone situation?
Sure. Based on, yeah.
It was 3 months, but yeah.
You're like Deadpool. You just freaking heal as soon as something touches you.
Yeah. Snap, heal. Yeah, you. I didn't want to get into the collarbone this quickly. I thought we would wait because Kevin has a plated collarbone, Cody.
We have to talk. I mean, no, I don't want to get into this early.
Whenever your video came out of you doing push-ups, Jason Wygant in our little group text, he goes, basically call me a pussy. He goes, look at this guy. He's doing push-ups an hour after surgery. He goes, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not Cody Shock. I can't tell you.
So you broke your collarbone about two or three weeks after Kevin.
Yes.
And Kevin's still riding around in an ambulance everywhere he goes.
He's still in an ambulance. I'm telling you, dude.
I go to the store, lights and sirens.
Yes, it's not really fair to the general public.
No, I get there quick, though.
And, yes.
And you were doing push-ups and back races.
Hey, at least you know everywhere that Kevin goes, he's hitting them green lights.
That's
he's
right.
He's on the move.
100%, man.
100 miles
an
hour.
He's on the move.
But Weege and him sent me that video. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? This guy's doing this. I'm like, I don't even want to defend it because you sound like, whatever. My junk was shattered. I don't have a collarbone for like 8 inches. Like, there's nothing except for a piece of metal, but whatever. I can't do a push. No way would I would black out if I did a push-up now.
The funny thing
was, after 6 weeks, you're going to black out?
I don't think I can do it.
Oh, Jesus.
No, the lady today, I said, can I lift my arms above my head? She goes, oh, no, honey. I'm like, I almost video. I said, can I video you saying this so these guys won't think I'm full of shit?
Because we don't believe him, Cody.
Will you call Cody Shock and tell him I'm not a puss?
Cody, this is Kevin's PA, physician assistant, and he cannot be doing any of these little tricks you want him to do.
Yes.
Well, he broke it. Listen, and so this is before you broke yours, Cody, and we were already telling him, well, you know, Stefan Everts broke his one time, and he was racing in 2 weeks. Like, you should be.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
We were dogging him on that. And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, your shit was. Come on.
We was like, dude, he just whooped Stefan Everts' ass. And yours.
The greatest collarbone recovery. You're the Adrian Peterson of collarbone recoveries.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Well, I'm glad you're back. Go ahead.
In my defense, I had motivation from Blake Baggett and Bowers because. I got my surgery on a Monday and raced on a Saturday, and they did theirs on a Wednesday and raced on a Saturday.
Oh, so you're not the leading champion of
broke collarbone recovery stories.
Maybe Kevin can put that on us, and we're not inspirational enough for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But hey, if I'm up there on the list with those top names,
that's right.
Yeah, you'll take it. You've obviously got incredible amounts of perseverance and pain threshold, right? I mean, there's no way. Broken back, and 3 months later, we're, I guess, getting after it again, and 1 week later on a collarbone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you just
I don't know. All I can say is I just want to ride my dirt bike.
Hey, right on.
I took 6 months off for a broken heart one time.
Yeah. Shit wasn't funny, man.
Still hurts.
Yeah, we're still.
We still can't play slow songs, man.
Well, so now you're still in the hunt. Like, I have to think your finishes and everything had to give you motivation too. Like, hey, man, I'm having the best year of my life. If there's any chance, did you go to some doctor in Guatemala? Like, dude, get this shit. I don't care how you do it. Like, just get it done. Like,
so which doctor?
I went to Dr. Greenbaum, and he's actually the one that did Bowers.
Oh, I thought you said Green Thumb. I was thinking about that.
Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill, man. My bad.
You smoked weed to be better?
Yeah, loosen up a bit.
Dr. Green Thumb.
Oh, hell yeah. I fish you right up, fool. So anyway, Dr. Greenbaum.
He gave me some collagen-infused weed.
Yeah, baby, I have you back by April 20th, fool. So. To talk about...
You sound like Snoop, man.
That's the point.
I know, but it's Dr. Green Thumb.
I know.
But you didn't know that Loretta's and Kevin does such a good Snoop, man. That's
right.
That's impressive.
I'll do a full Kevin. Moto of just Snoop yeah. calling a moto.
So, what up? My name is Kevin Kelly, also known as a D-O-double-G.
That's right. Yes. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Full. So, I mean, I don't want to kind of pry into your business, and you don't have to answer this, but I have to assume the phone might start ringing, or maybe it has already started ringing. I don't know what the protocol for when is a cool time
when
to talk to guys.
When someone gets fifth place in a Supercross.
Right, because A, it's awesome that Club has been so damn good to you, so I know you want to honor their commitment to you by you know, committing to them, so I know you want to give them some love. And hell, that machine is no joke. They've obviously been good enough for you and Garrett and the rest of the gang.
That machine is a beast. Machine's good.
Oh, you've picked up a ton of fans this year too. I mean, just with your finishes and everything you've had to, like, you're
honestly, I think it's the number. I think it's the mustache. I think it's just
the mustache coupled with the number.
Yes.
I mean, he is number 69, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
mustache ride. So you got the hat, the mustache.
High pain
rides.
Tolerance.
Yeah. Free mustache ride, yes.
Chains, whips, candle whips on the nipples. That's such an old joke. Me and Nick got that.
Yeah, I didn't
that's
even
weird
get
science.
That. Okay.
Me, Kevin, and Ricky Carmichael will get that.
Anyway, I just have to assume you're at least excited about where you are, and then the prospect of
the potential of being on. You're on a lot of people's short list.
Yeah,
I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, phone really hasn't rang that much. It's definitely rang more recently than it has ever in the past. So that's cool. But nothing crazy. Nothing crazy. I'm still just trying to figure out outdoor plans. Don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, dude, I'm in a very weird situation right now because obviously I kind of was, kicked to the curb and then found my way on Club, but it's for Supercross only, and I'm having a way better year than anyone really expected.
For sure.
And then even for myself, like, I knew I could always do it, but I just don't quit. So there's still more in me. I know a podium will happen at some point when all the stars align. I'm doing well, and we're beating factory guys on like week in and week out, humbly speaking. We're doing it. It's just trying to figure out what's next for the summer. So I don't know. I don't know what that entails, but regardless, I will be at the SMX rounds at some point.
Yeah.
Does Club have an outdoor program, or are they not doing it?
Oh, no, they got an outdoor program, but they also have five guys already.
Right. So you're you're the little brother to Star, who has 14 guys.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'm 16. Like, I'm on the other side of the fence, like saying, good luck, guys. Go have fun. Wish I was out there with you.
So how do you approach that, Cody? Are you the type that would buy your own bike and try to hit some rounds if Club can't support you for that? You are. Okay. I love to hear that because there are some people, once they turn pro, they don't think they should ever have to pay for another motorcycle. And
now,
hey,
like, if you told me, hey, like, I even thought about, like, okay, if something doesn't come up, I'll gladly build a Yamaha 252 stroke and go race the 450 class, or build a 125 and go race the 250 class. Not saying I'm going to do well, but just to go have fun. I mean,
you'd have fun, and you'd get a lot of eyes on you.
Yeah, keep your name out there, because I do think you're on someone's list. And to see you just go, well, the cards didn't fall my way, or the stars didn't align, so I'm just going to take the summer off. I think it means a lot to certain people that, hey, man, this dude's pushing hard. He's trying.
Yeah.
Because you obviously are.
Well, I mean, I've proven myself in outdoors on a 450 because in 21, I got a fifth in a moto at Hangtown. I got a sixth overall at Ironman. I had a few top tens. And then I never really had like Supercross skills, And then I just, everything just started clicking. Like, I feel like I'm a late bloomer.
Yeah.
And I was always known as like a good outdoor rider. And I'm like, that's fine, but I want to be known as a great supercross racer. Like,
for sure.
There's a lot of people that can ride supercross, but can you race it? That's the question. And I feel like I'm getting to the point where I'm racing supercross.
How old are you now?
Not just riding it. 26.
Okay. So yeah, you're fine, man. That's to have these results, I feel like when you're 18, 19, you're not as strong. You're not as wise. There's a lot that comes with being older.
I didn't touch a supercross track until I was 21.
Oh, wow.
Wow, man. So in 5 years, you've top five.
Well, if you have to do your own thing, we proved ourselves this weekend at a vintage motocross that we have a pretty good pit setup. So if we can like come to a race and make you sandwiches between
motos. You have questions, Nick can make roast beef sandwiches that are like 7 inches thick. You can't even bite into
them. There's a day and a half worth of protein in that one sandwich.
That's right. That's the key. That's the key.
So you'll be
good. What's your sandwich game like, Cody? I mean, are you serious about this supercross gig?
If we show up, we can get you your sandwich game on point.
No, I mean, if you're going to make food for me, put me in, coach.
Yeah, dog.
Bring it on over.
He's not as scared.
I mean, instead of calling Jersey... I'm not going to call it Jersey Mike's if I know you're coming.
No, that's right. Winners feeds y'all.
That's right.
Easy.
Stupid idiot.
That's the easiest press conference. Well, what swayed your decision? Well, it was the sandwiches.
Man, there's a lot of good sandwiches.
It's all the
they've been coming my way lately. So
good cutlets.
Yeah. Stop it. Cutlets. Don't ever use that word again.
Who even says that?
I don't know, but don't you use that again. Cutlets. Not in front of Cody Shock.
Where are you at right now? Are you up in Delaware, the world's smallest state? Even though the world's smallest state in the universe.
No, I'm located in Kannapolis, North Carolina. So
okay.
I'm like 30 minutes north of Charlotte.
Okay. Just dipping into club every day, getting it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's near Wygant.
Yeah.
Brayton.
Yeah. I'm not far. It's about an hour and a half drive to club each way. So it's a full commitment I'm doing.
Are you over there? How many days a week are you going over there?
Off season was 4 days, and then in season it's like 2 to 3.
Okay. Yeah.
Why no RV or no rental house or whatever like they have there? Just
rent? No, they got cabins.
Yeah, they have cabins. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
They got cabins.
Are they like sheds?
No, they're brand new.
No,
awesome.
I pictured it being like a shed that's finished on the inside.
Bro, have you not seen Club MX? Club MX is probably is the nicest.
Those cabins are nicer than the house we're living in right now.
Okay. No, I haven't seen it.
The house that we're living in right now is brand new.
Wow. Okay. You're saying something right there. I get you.
That place is gorgeous. It's really nice.
If Club's going to do it, they're going to do it right. So if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it's like our show. We're top shelf across the board, no doubt.
100%. Full effort.
Nick's sandwiches, boom. His balls, awesome. Yeah. Everything about Nick is
sugary fabulous. Balls.
Yes. I don't know how they produce sugar, but it
smells like cookies in here all the time.
He's cooking again, boys.
Sugar cookies, man. Yes, he is.
Dang, so you're 27, 26, you said? 26. And looking for an outdoor program. Have you spoke with Club? I have to think. You're like, hey, guys,
we've had a conversation. But obviously everything's loose right now because, everyone's hat is facing forward for Supercross still.
Yes.
But it's slowly turning backwards, you know. We're about to get on that outdoor grind, and we're about to be letting loose. So
how soon will you ride outdoors?
I rode outdoors Monday and yesterday.
Oh, so you're sort of
it's always outdoors. It ain't covered or nothing stupid.
I know, idiot. I'm talking about I'm talking moto versus supercross. But so you are kind of pecking away a little bit to the outdoor style prep.
Well, yeah. I mean, just nothing crazy because, I mean, I've been on supercross since October. And I've only ridden outdoors 4 times. And that was 2 times during the off season and then Monday and Tuesday. So
yeah,
I kind of just wanted a little break
for sure. Yeah, I would imagine.
Hey, Cody, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
No, you're good.
Nope.
Oh, I was just saying, if I just want to click fourth on a 450 sometimes and get that little bit of wheel swab.
Let it eat. Yeah,
let that thing eat. Yeah. Hey, did you know back in the 90s, early 90s, we would race like six rounds of Supercross, and then out of nowhere we'd run one round of outdoors in Florida and then go back to Supercross? Have you ever heard of that?
No, why?
Yeah, great question.
Great question. Yeah, so after the Atlanta Supercross, which was round five or six.
Late February. Maybe.
Very cold. They would then dip down to Gatorback, do an outdoor national there, transition back to Daytona for the Supercross, and then go back to the Supercross grind from there. I guess they're like, hey, let's save these guys 1,000 miles. It was Fuel round launch. One of the outdoor nationals.
Was in March.
Early March in Florida for one round at Gatorback, and then we went back into Supercross for 10 more rounds, which is, yeah, like your response was exactly what I expected. Like, huh? Back then, well, we were all like, I mean, it was cool, but
they still haven't figured it out, because, I mean, we're going from...
they don't care now.
No, driving.
We're going from, what, Bama to Indy to, all right, let's go to Seattle.
Let's run on over to Seattle, right?
Back to St. Louis.
Yeah, because it'd right be there. So nice if and you could go Apple Indy, Nationals, St. Louis.
The outdoor nationals, they're like, oh yeah, like let's go from Fox to, I don't know,
Unadilla
Bucks Creek and then back to Washougal.
Yeah,
and
right. Then,
like you're like, for sure, dude.
Why not?
Yeah, what's 2,000 miles per round?
You know, they had that deal. They would have that race at Gatorback, and that race like was the first outdoor race. Obviously, people would travel to it. A lot of people. That race is probably solely responsible for more skin cancer. Oh, anything
in March because you're coming out of winter.
Out of winter time.
I got my first burn of the year. I bubbled up on the drive home. Literally, my head was bubbles everywhere from getting bubbles. Smoked.
Yes, because it's the first time you were outdoors that year.
My mom would be like, "You're going to school tomorrow," so I looked like the Elephant Man.
That's child abuse, really.
It was awful.
If you think about it,
Monday morning, just jacked up.
Yeah, dude, you got stuff leaking out of your skin.
Yeah, you're pouring. Like I got volcanoes on my face. Pumping liquid out.
You did look like Deadpool.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had any or thoughts about that, or if you ever even heard that. Yeah, it was like round six. Here we go.
Yeah, which is really round one.
That's kind of cool because, I mean, it's like a curveball for everybody. Because, I mean, the whole SMX thing is a curveball for everyone.
Right.
Even though everyone's like, oh, we need to get like less rounds because everyone's tired, and they're like, okay, for sure. Then they're like, okay, we got 3 rounds at the end of the year that we're adding.
Do you think everybody will be a little more ready bike-wise for that this year than they were last year?
As much as I want to say yes, probably not. I mean, I think bike setup and stuff, maybe. But organization, I don't know.
Yeah, you're tired. It's the end of the year.
I mean, you know how everyone gets when they're tired. They get cranky, and then you're just like, ah, screw it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm curious. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's 3 more weekends of traveling, and I mean, we get to go to Vegas Speedway? I don't even know where they announced
it. Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, the last one's in Vegas.
Is it not? It's not at whatever UNLV stadium anymore, where like Monster Cup and all that was.
I think it's at
Vegas outdoor. Motor Speedway.
Yeah, Motor Speedway.
Is that where World Mini was?
Yeah.
2013. Something.
I don't know.
I mean, World Mini was out in Vegas. I just wanted. Did you ever do that?
No.
Yeah. Might have been kind of a done thing before then.
Yeah. It had a couple of years where it dipped.
Oh, it was big.
Hey, who's your practice bike mechanic? Do you have a practice mechanic and a race mechanic, or do you just have one guy that runs everything, Cody?
Whoever is available. Because I'm just like that extra add-on guy.
So it's not a set person all the time?
No, I mean, Dakota, he's Mark Banks's mechanic.
Yep.
Dakota's the one that's been taking care of me during the week and on the weekend, so he's doing double duty.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a lot. So, but also, Cam, that is J-Mart's mechanic, takes care of me. And honestly, whoever's available, like Jet Reynolds' mechanic, Tyler, will help me out during the week. Or Mike Jones.
Okay.
Phil Nicoletti's
Mike Jones, like, what do you say?
Mike Downs, baby.
All right, I mean, you got if, that.
If Phil's not riding that day, Mike will take it. It's whoever's like available and they're working, they'll help me out.
So I have to think that next year, if nothing else, that part will change. I mean, does that doesn't affect you though? I mean, you named a bunch of super qualified people, so it's not like you just got some janky dude.
They're all good.
Yeah.
How does a day at club look like in terms of getting your motos in? Do all you guys hop out there at the same time? Are we just banging motos out and just iron sharpening iron, or you kind of like do your own thing?
Pretty much. I mean, we start at on colder days we'll start at 11 or 12 because the mornings take a little while to warm up. But the warmer days we'll start at like 10, and we'll do like a morning session, like a 10 or 15 minute warm up, and then we'll go either into sprints or starts or section work or heat race simulations, and then we always end the day with
takeouts,
a few motos,
fights.
Y'all do takeouts and fights and karate. What time's karate start?
Well, it depends if how the moto goes. So if the moto doesn't go well, early. The karate starts at the end of it.
Somebody T-bones my ass. Karate might come sooner.
High karate.
Yeah. Open a can of whoop ass.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah.
So who directs that? Like who's, someone's calling that shot because you named a bunch of ways it could go. Is there someone?
Is Brandon in charge of that?
Yeah, is Brandon the one calling the shot?
Yeah. It's Brandon.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a vision, dude. Like I said, like if you're thinking of club even 10 years ago, it was still nice. Club now is elite. It's gorgeous. The place is beautiful. Like, I want to cruise up there and just watch you guys ride and do your thing there and let y'all, because they have open days every now and again for open like ride days, and there are multiple tracks. The dirt is amazing.
Yeah, Brandon has put a lot of work into that place. But also Ben Graves, he's one of the other head trainers there. He does our schedule as well. He helps a lot of the amateur Supercross kids. So yeah, when Brandon's like flying out for like a race weekend, Ben will be there on a Friday if we ride on a Friday.
Okay.
And I mean, there's a lot of people there, but they all have one vision, and that's to win. So it's pretty cool to be around that environment.
How's Jet Reynolds doing? Is he back on a bike yet?
I believe he is hopping back on a bike. He was supposed to ride Monday, but I guess Jet didn't realize that his flight was on Sunday and not Monday, so he missed his flight.
Oh.
typical 20-year-old kid. It's all good. But yeah, he's back on a bike this week. So I'm excited to have him back because that kid is funny.
Yeah.
He is funny. And I just want to see him get a shot at being successful. Like I'm preaching to the choir and I'm like, oh man, he just needs a chance. Like you're like, no shit, I do too. So
yes.
But like he just hasn't had a good clean run at it yet.
Yeah, he's a beast. He is a beast.
And he's lightning and he's super quick. He's got the pedigree of a champion, obviously. He's super he's won a ton of championships as an amateur, just never has it translated just yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be completely honest. There's been days where he's like been the same pace as me, or if not faster than me on one of the Supercross tracks. Like he has it. He has the speed, he has the talent. It's just one of these days everything's gotta click for him.
Hey guys, so Cody is on his way to get a haircut. Where are we going to get a haircut? What are we doing with it tonight?
We're going to get that basic mid fade. get a little chop off the top, about a quarter of an inch.
What do you start with? Like, where do you start your fade with? Do you start at a zero to the bottom and go like to one and a half?
I'm zero.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm zero.
Nick knows about a fade, son.
Yeah. See, I start with a zero at the bottom, then go to a one and a half when it fades into the locks.
Yeah, I got that really dark hair, so
you do.
I can get away with going down to the skin.
Do they award belt buckles for best hair at Club MX? Is that a thing over there?
They should.
Anybody got best hair? Are you going for best hair?
Cody's got good thick hair.
To be honest, I feel like I could win that, but if there's an award, I like to have the best mustache because that thing is coming in thick, boy. I tell you,
it's
what.
Coming in thick.
I am trimming this thing on the daily. I'm fluffing it up. It's starting to curl. I got to trim her down. I'm like, whoa, take it easy.
You ever sprinkle some fertilizer on it?
He's got a Magnum PI. It's strong. It's good.
He's Tom Selleck.
Well, you got it, Cody. You need to pay attention now. This is kind of like when you transition to pro riding. You know, you go from working on your own bikes. You may need to turn that mustache over to a professional
for sure.
You're ready to go. You're ready to go pro. You know what I mean?
I'm headed to the barber now. So you know what? I can see if he give it a tune-up.
Hey, like, look, man, don't just accept the barber.
Get some beard juice.
Get some qualifications. Make sure this is the right person for you. You need a good fit on this.
Check the
You'll know if you go in and he's like, hey, I need to talk to you. That's a high-quality mustache, but you need to turn that over to a pro.
Now, if he says something like that, now that's a good indicator.
Just do whatever you need to do to my face.
And I agree with Kevin.
Put that juice on me.
I agree with Kevin.
Put that delicious.
You need to look up his Yelp reviews. Put that juice. Don't worry about let the dude put juices on your face. That's
let
not...
that man put whatever juice that he has coming from him on your face. God. Rub it in.
Hey, don't fall for that, man. I've done it.
I did. It was spring break, man.
Yeah,
it was one night. Ooh, I'm weird now.
Ooh, it's gonna make your skin look better. No, it didn't.
It didn't help my skin.
I got sunburnt, dude.
I didn't get better protein or whatever you said.
The collagen spray.
Yeah. I do like that you're worried and you're focused on the mustache.
That's good.
That gives us peace.
You have mustache.
And
mom.
You know what? I gotta give a lot of credit to my fiance. She's the one that said, "Hey, grow it out." Like, I'm like, "All right," and then she loves it.
That was lying in a bottle. You didn't know. I mean,
hold on to her.
Yeah, because you didn't know it was gonna be great. Yeah. She said, "You know, she had the
vision."
Did you know? Yeah. Like, because nobody knows until you grow.
She had the vision. She saw the potential in me.
Yeah, she
I'm
could
like,
see
you know
the
what?
Future.
That's my girl.
I need you in my corner.
Yeah, that's my girl.
You've got mustache Mamba mentality.
100%.
Behind every good mustache is a good woman. Like Jenny Carmichael, Ricky Carmichael. Your fiance, your mustache. It's the same thing.
What mustache with Carmichael?
He's just talking about,
I'm talking about a good
woman behind his greatness.
Mom behind his greatness. There's a
woman always a woman behind the greatness. Whatever is great. I thought you meant behind every mustache.
That too. That's what I'm saying.
We just don't hear about the story. Cody's the first one to make public that.
Yes, there's a great
that
woman
mustaches
behind his
make
mustache.
You go fast in motocross if your woman foresees it.
Who's the guy? He rides arena cross. Golly, is it John Short? Has an unfreaking bullet.
Oh, John Short. Yeah, he. Whew, I think he might be beating me. That thing, look, if you were to put a cop suit on him, that boy.
Oh, he could pull anybody
he
over.
He would pull you over.
Yeah.
Talk about the governor's highways, whoever that was.
Yes, he would pull you over that thing. That mustache has got a pinch.
Cop set of mirrored sunglasses.
Yes.
I mean, a suit.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a strong
gotta
look.
Got to get them round sunglasses.
Yeah.
That might be the only guy, and I haven't seen yours in a minute, but yeah, his is extreme.
He's not playing. Cody's legit.
Like the hair per square inch is unbelievable. Yes. So thick.
The right now my hair, I wake up looking like damn Jimmy Neutron, if you know who that
is.
Yes,
I do know
Jimmy
who that
Neutron.
Is.
My kids watch that crap. Hey, so will you do me a favor? Take a picture and put it on Instagram. I want the tightest shot of your mustache and just say, "Come get it, John Short." That's all you need to do. Just call him out. Mustache wars, dude.
Yeah, mustache wars.
Straight
wars.
Violence.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? At the next race, I'll find him and I'll take a selfie with him.
That's solid.
And say who has the best mustache in the pits.
100%, dude.
Do that.
Hey, Greco has got to be considered for this too, right?
It's
okay. Greco, he's the goat when it comes to that because that thing's curling. That thing's got some handlebars on it.
Yeah, he's an 1850s banker.
Well, maybe he's like the justice of the peace
of the mustache world.
And he can judge.
Gentlemen, there's no need for violence here between us mustache men.
You need to listen. This is going to get serious. We're going to have to start testing for mustache MEDs,
mustache enhancement drugs.
Let's keep it natural, dude.
Dude, if you start taking MEDs, we're going to.
You're done.
Mean,
we can't have that.
Don't do it, man. You don't want to tarnish your mustache reputation.
Wada will be knocking on your door.
Yep, we're gonna.
How do we feel about bringing the goatee back?
I'm okay with it. Yeah, it's the next evolution of this mustache.
You have to have a strong mustache. I'm more of a Fu Manchu.
I'm a Fu Manchu guy, man. That's nasty. Jesus. That's just nasty.
Yeah, I think
there's three felonies and three illegitimate children running around.
A lot of photos and just busted.
Yeah. I think you go with the mustache because
it's a solid move.
Problem with the goatee is then people will start letting it grow out.
Then you're trying to be cool and you're douchey. Mustache, you're just a hardworking Tom Selleck.
I mean,
you could call if I ever grew a goatee, I'd be known as Goatee Coatee, you know?
God, stop it.
There you go.
Goatee Coatee.
All right, I'm good with that.
Son, we can actually get on board with
Goatee
that.
Shop, baby.
Goatee Shop.
Call me Goatee Shop.
Right. Dude. Yeah. I have fully support that.
Totally, I can't argue with that.
Nope,
he just came up with his own nickname, and I am so against that, but not right now. This
one works. Yeah. He's not trying to call himself T-Bone.
Goatee Shock.
He's fine. Goatee Shock works.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we can do much more than that. I think we've covered all the ground. You've got a haircut to get in 6 minutes. You've got some decisions to make, my man.
Listen.
Oh, I do.
Don't let just anybody touch that mustache, but professional help might be, that might be what puts you over the top.
Yeah. I mean, might need to condition this sucker.
We definitely need some mustache
oil. Yeah.
Anything needs to shine. I want to see it glisten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it to be blinding. Yeah. They're just blinding with just
diamonds in
there. Put filter oil on it before your motos, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go, man. Best of luck the rest of the season. Hope to see you. I'm sure we will outdoors either way. And we are now fans of Goatee Shock.
Yeah.
100% fans, man.
And we're going to show up with your sandwiches. We're going to bring you a sandwich. Yep.
7-inch roast beef sandwiches.
Actual sandwiches, nothing.
No, I don't mean anything by that.
It's just
actual sandwiches.
Tube steak sandwiches sound
good. No, Nick builds thick sandwiches. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Cody, best of luck on the rest of the outdoors, or Supercross and the outdoors. Hope to see you outdoors.
And SMX,
and we'll follow up on this mustache.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't do it, I'm going to take a tight picture of everybody's mustache. We're going to have a mustache shootout.
Have a mustache off.
And we're going to start talking. If you don't do it, we're going to start some mustache trash
talk. Gnarly rumors. Yeah. Yes.
No, we're hearing that he's talking shit about you, John Shore.
Yep.
Your mustache is short, and so are you.
Yes.
You're gonna have
appreciate your both time. It's been a pleasure.
Mustache yes, sir. Thanks, you, Cody.
Best of luck, buddy.
Good luck, man.
All right. You guys take care.
See you,
thanks, buddy. See ya. Thank you.
Goatee Shock.
Well, dude, he's actually funny.
He knows what's funny.
When he giggled like that, the first time he giggled like
he wasn't playing.
Somebody tickling you. Oh! That made me laugh.
The dude can giggle like a little kid. And he can ride like a man.
He's got that dog in him, boy.
Yes.
I mean, he's got that dog. I mean.
Yeah, don't just think because he's from Delaware, he's soft.
Delaware.
That's
dog.
The wildest. I did not expect him to say that.
I didn't either.
And hey,
hotbed of motocross, Delaware.
What did I do? Did I look up the wrong vault? There were zero results for Cody Shock.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wasn't looking up the professional.
You know what? You know what you did? You spelled his name wrong.
S-C-H.
It's C-O-T-Y.
No, I didn't even put a first name.
And then it's S-C-H-O-C-K.
Yeah, S-C-H. That's the problem, man. I'm the 85 school spelling bee champ. This is not supposed
to
happen to me.
I know, I texted him. I was like, hey, what's up, C-O-D-Y, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I blew your name. C-O-T-Y. I blew it up.
You counted solely on phonetics for that, man, and it bit
100%
you.
100% phonetics will bite your ass, boy. It
bit you in the ass.
It bit my ass. Like a German shepherd that don't even bark.
You know better than to just live phonetically.
That's so stupid.
You idiot.
It's really immature, and it's embarrassing.
It's loose. I mean,
I've probably never been this embarrassed.
Hey, that was very, very careless of you to live that phonetically.
Dude, so now if I knew where my phone was, I would look up Cody Shock's results because that dude knew turn by turn when everything that's ever happened to him at Loretta Lynn's happened. Did you notice that?
Third
turn Kevin's in, middle rut.
Because he had to know.
God, what is happening, Holmes?
I'm calling Scotty Winterstrom right now. Just see if he answers.
Winterstrom. All right,
we'll try.
Kevin had to call his name when he came from
third. That's why there's no way we didn't. We're like, dude.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Kevin don't remember.
I don't.
You're old, too. That damn collarbones.
Hey, maybe it blew up and he was out of the picture before you noticed. You know, I mean, you're not 100% like.
That. Sure, hi,
you've reached Scotty Winterstrom. Couldn't get to my phone. Go ahead and leave me a.
I know you're looking at my phone.
Are we leaving him a message?
Who wants to leave?
As possible. Thank you.
Let's let Kevin do it.
Yeah.
This is bullshit, man.
Kevin said y'all are friends.
I've been trying to call you. You keep ducking my call.
We told Kevin he didn't know you, and he said, I got his number.
I got his number.
I got Scotty Winterstrom's number. It ain't nothing for me to dial the phone.
He always answers my phone calls.
Yeah, and you really made Kevin look really stupid.
Now it's all on video.
Yeah, everybody's looking. Everybody's
trying to get. I'm trying to get Scotty on Winners Take Y'all, but...
Just wanting to promote
to
him.
Hype you up, dude, and your St. Jude's jersey deal and all that stuff. But yeah, whatever,
we won't get to talk about
this
it now.
This was almost a life-changing conversation.
There would have been probably 7 people listening.
Yeah. You would have got 7 supporters.
I don't know, man. I've heard we're leaning towards 8.
All right. Well, Scotty, it's been a good run.
Yep. And we do love you.
Now, we'll try you back some other time. Goodbye, Scotty.
In 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes. He's like, what is
he's going,
that?
Who are these clowns?
Just call him over and over until he answers the phone.
Answer the phone.
Just text him a 911. Pick up the phone, please.
Oh, that's old school right there. 911. That's back before you cared about life.
Yeah.
Because now 911 wouldn't be funny.
No.
We're adults, right?
They paged me 911.
But when you're a kid, it's like, dude, this is important. Call me back.
911.
Hey, what kind of rims did he have on that S10?
Hey, saw blades. Check them out. They got them over at A&W.
Saw blades. God, that's a blast from
the past.
The
first time ever went to do the stunt show at Six Flags, because it was when somebody got hurt, I got a 911 text from Six Flags over Georgia. It's like,
we need you.
I bet that was a page.
It was a page.
Oh,
it was not a text.
It was a text. No. Yeah, it was definitely a page. And I was at a Mexican restaurant,
Nick's
Rio Bravo.
On his, oh,
I got to go.
Son, I got to go.
Spurgeon Richardson hit me up.
Now I had to go to the hostess stand at the restaurant and use the phone to call back.
Of course you did, because you had no phones.
No phone. No.
Kylie was running the
948-9290.
Yep.
That was Six Flags.
That's exactly.
Extension 41 plus.
It was 948-9290.
Extension.
With the extension and
948-9210.
948-9290.
Six Flags. 948-9290. 6346, please.
That was
my mom.
And then.
That's freaking awesome. Yeah. That's crazy how you remember that, man. You grow up, you don't forget all that.
Dialed it a million times.
Now I don't
mom,
even know my number.
3246, please. This is Diane. I hope you.
Was she taking a zillion phone calls a day and you were irritating her, or was she okay?
Not really. She was cool.
She was okay? Yeah.
I could come in there and hang out and for an hour and a half and go have breakfast before I went to the park and see you at 5. I spent an entire summer doing that. Going to work with her, hang out in finance.
Were you not exhausted, though? We're talking hot summer, walking on asphalt.
Yeah, but you didn't think about it.
No,
then.
Dude. I was right. And I'm right. Thunder River, cool off, baby. I met a girl from Pennsylvania today, mama. It's dumb as hell, dude.
What were you going to say there?
I used to do the same thing. Six Flags was a babysitter for us. My mom would drop me off.
Back then, you could.
And I would stay until, be out. And you wouldn't talk to your parents all day. She'd be like, well, be out here before dark.
In
that's the
County.
Time before dark.
Yeah, don't be late.
In this general area. I'll know it's general area and
before dark
time, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Be here at 5:30.
Pretty general, especially now. Now we're tracking kids on their phones. Okay, he's 112 feet from us. Yes. We should see him anytime.
It is crazy what we were allowed to do.
My mom never knew where I was. When I was 10 years old, I would ride my bike down a 4-lane highway to a 2-lane highway to get my hair cut and then ride back.
This is how prejudiced.
I don't remember ever paying for
my parents
haircut
were so prejudiced about this trailer park across the street in the curve.
Yeah.
That one trailer park.
What do you mean? Like you're going to get killed over
there? I don't know. They just thought that you do not go over there ever. But they would leave me at Six Flags all day, all this crazy shit. I'd go up in the Early's backyard in the Indian Barrel trails and cut trails and make BMX tracks all day. All good with that. But if you just go out of our neighborhood, cross the street, they had a game room at this place.
Yeah.
And I was playing video games.
And
my mom goes, taps me on the shoulder. I'm like, oh,
get
short.
Was it called Skyview? Was it like Skyview?
Yes, something like that. Yeah. I went there and I thought, this is wild. They had a pool and an arcade. It's
what?
In my
and
neighborhood.
You weren't allowed to go?
No, because it was Skyview. Do whatever you want in this neighborhood, go wild. But if you cross that busy road to Skyview,
I'm not going to tell it, but this isn't going to surprise you. I could tell you a girl story about that.
No way.
She was a manager of the game room. I was smashing that when I was
she
in
was
grade.
50 and I was 14.
No, when I was in
it was a hot summer.
She was 53.
She had hands like velvet. I mean, I got the same story. Her name was Billy.
Meaning they ripped really easy in the skin.
Yes.
She used to give me free Pac-Man.
We had a trailer park girl
I got
named
the key
Billy. I ain't even joking. A girl, though.
What was the biggest difference between you and another female age-wise? Did you ever get into some wild stuff?
Nah. 3-4 years was the max.
Okay. Nick?
Nick's kind of, how many decades difference, Nick? Yeah, no.
Now, what's the question?
Nick was going
oldest
for experience.
Disparity of age between you and another female.
Yeah, when you were 15, what's the 39? Oldest chick?
27 years.
Off the top of his head.
Right. Well, I was thinking the whole time.
How old were you?
Kevin, do that math real quick, because if you do 27 plus 15.
It's 42. It's 42.
That's a serious 43, amount
yeah.
of.
Yeah, it's 42-year-old when I was.
That's freaking crazy. Who is this psychotic?
That's a 42-year-old that has a 15-year-old.
Could you imagine that now?
As one of your best friend's mom.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was his best friend's
it
mom.
It was not one of my best friend's moms, but it
a
was
friend
a
friend of a friend.
Was it Stacy's mom?
It was.
She's got it going on, dude.
Yeah, she did.
It was a girl's mom that I went out with.
He did?
That's so wild, man.
That's so sexy.
We need a chart. I only got 3 or 4 years.
But if you tell
difference.
That story now, I was molested by a 42-year-old woman.
100% you were, but you were a willing participant. So it wasn't, you can't call it molested.
You can't, especially when you go back the next week.
When you're like, exactly. Voluntarily.
On his bike, he rode 9 miles.
He's riding his bike back here. Sorry, I'm so sweaty, but.
I rode a 20-inch one-speed bike.
I'm pretty sure everybody else that got molested didn't keep going back.
You got
back.
10 feet, yes. Dude. I'm tired as hell, dude. I got to shift some gears,
I need
gears,
a better
dog.
Bike. This is ridiculous. I'm so sweaty right now.
Mom, I need a note to ride the bus home to another stock. I got to ride another bus home.
You know how embarrassing it is to have to leave your girlfriend's house after you've been busted by her dad, and you have to get on a Honda with pedals and go, all right, I'll go. You had to get it started with pedals. Those Six Flags.
I forgot about that.
The Six Flags. We bought one from Six Flags.
Yeah. The mopeds that you rode around Six Flags.
I'm sure her dad was like, ride your moped pedaling ass out my house, dog.
What was the deal?
Your heart rate was probably 200 beats a minute. The whole time.
I got that thing right up to speed immediately. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Whew, scary times. What was the deal, though? They cranked after
why would
you?
Yeah, why, is that how you started them? Like,
yeah, they, it was like
that was the Kickstarter.
Contact. That was the Kistarter. Yeah, contact. I would see people do that, and I'm like, why do they pedal
just
first?
Crank
why don't
it,
they
bitch.
Just crank it and right. go?
Trail 50 or trail something, trail 110.
When we were going skiing the other week, West Virginia, we passed a guy on a
so cool
poosh. Because I was trying to think if it was somewhere we were going together, but. I actually had my
but
wife.
But
with
it
me.
Was more elite than that.
And
way
we
more
went,
expensive.
Yeah. I was in a cool Honda.
I went to Sun Valley Beach. That's about all you can afford.
Somebody had a poosh pedal moped on the back of a trailer.
Puke.
Or a puke.
Harry Everett's won a world
P-U-C-H.
Championship on that thing.
My buddy had a P-U-C-H BMX
it's pronounced
bike.
Puke.
Puke. It was a BMX bike. It was a white
it
frame,
puck.
Red rims.
Puck.
I talked to Harry Everett in 07. That's the only reason I know.
Now who's
wait,
elite?
2010, my bad, Colorado, Pikes Peak, on the top of Pikes Peak.
That's
I said,
epic.
Hey, that one bike, 1975, he goes, pook.
Say it.
I said, yes, sir, pook. It's
get
a
out
pook.
Of here.
Like, that thing had like dual carburetors.
He's got a speech impediment. You can't use that.
I can't trust
it.
You
like,
can't trust it, man. What?
Is he deaf, too?
He was riding a pook. I was riding a pook. Yes. But he went fast
moped.
On that pook. He won the world championship.
It
on
wasn't
this
a
thing.
Pedal moped.
That though. Mug had vinyl side plates.
I would have probably top five that day if I'd have leaving her house at that moment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You were
getting
totally,
out of there.
You were
getting caught by somebody's parents. That's probably the highest heart rate you'll ever have.
Dude. Yes.
And you think the world's coming to an end right that
it's
second.
Yeah,
over.
It's
collapsing. It's just closing out. I married her.
Yeah.
It was Jennifer.
For some of us, that makes
by,
it to where
not by choice. The dad caught him off that moped.
Yeah.
Come here to me.
Get your ass back here.
You're going to be married. If you're going to do that, if you're going to French kiss, you're going to get
yeah,
married.
Yeah, you're getting married.
Whoa.
We were one time, talking about getting caught. We were at some girl's house, and it was me and two of my buddies. She had some friends spend the
stop
night or whatever.
It.
And so her parents, like, heard her on the phone say, ask your parents, well, what time are y'all coming home? We're thinking about going to bed or something, which instantly mean they were going to get in the car
yeah,
and come home.
We've got issues, right?
So,
yeah, so
I was like, I'm out. I'll see y'all later. I'm getting out. Her parent and the other dude's
it's
like,
it's too obvious.
No. As soon as I walk out the door and get where I'm away from her house, her parents come pulling in, and my two buddies are still locked in.
Yes!
They're still locked
Kevin
in my mind.
And, Kevin
they're
and
locked
noises.
In the house, right?
Yeah, they're trapped bigger yeah. than crap, dude. They're going down.
So they had, you know how like in the 80s people would build like a glass room on their house, like
yeah,
of course,
dude.
Like
we
a
need
greenhouse,
a place to
terrarium. Shit. Yeah, like a terrarium.
That's where Dr. Green Thumb works.
So they were hiding in there, and
like doing a plant.
Hiding some plants. So, yes, and the dad walked through. It was like pitch black dark. I had walked back up to the house to the glass window because I was going to like try to tap on the window and say, "Hey,
get out! They're home."
So,
I know.
No joke. The dad steps on my buddy's hand, and
just
like
stop.
I see him walking, and all of a sudden I hear.
God, dude! If only you had a big
running out of the house. He was just raising hell. Wow. Yeah. That's also the same house that later on in life I evidently passed out and woke up at the house and nobody was there. And I didn't know. I passed out somewhere else and woke up in the house. Oh. And I didn't know where I was because I was like.
So I just started rummaging through the panty drawers.
No, listen. I was like, no shit. I didn't know where I was. So I was trying to. I was like, what am I going to do? Didn't have cell phones. Didn't have anything. I didn't have a shirt on for some reason. I go to the master bedroom, go in the closet, get a button-up shirt.
Somebody else's shirt.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So the girl's
dad's
shirt.
This one's pretty nice right
here. Yeah.
That's a
monogram.
Polo.
And so I walk out of the house, and it was in my neighborhood. I was like, oh, shit, I'm home.
I know where I'm at.
Jesus, he didn't know where
he was. You're at your own house.
Yeah, I was 12 houses from my own house. Whew, I was like,
that's a relief.
Cool.
Oh.
That's like the best pass-out story ever. I mean,
oh, this is my room.
Oh, I'm actually on the – I live on this road.
Yeah.
I've seen this
literally
before.
What happened. I walked, got out of the street. I was like, oh, sweet. I'm home.
Well, yeah. I mean, you'll have that. Amanda's dad would wake up at anything because I guess being the Vietnam – veteran, he never slept soundly after that. So in her whorish days, she snuck out with boys, and when she came back,
that's when the whores
come in. When she came back, the guy had his dog with him, and she's sneaking back in the house, and the guy's telling her bye. That dog stuck his head in the door and barked. Could you imagine?
No.
Dude, if some strange dog just barks in your house at 2 o'clock in the morning, are you up?
What the?
You're up. Yeah, you're up.
Any other time. Freaking dog.
Freaking classic, dude. It's a good story. So, hey, if anybody needs any leather pieces, say you're trying to collect small leather pieces.
Yeah.
They're flaking off these chairs. About as fast as it could possibly flake. So, new studio furniture coming soon.
We did have three nice chairs.
Yeah,
we had some brand new ones, never even been sat in.
They with the plastic. Only, I think we took the plastic off.
We never used them.
No.
Did we even try them out?
We took the plastic
off. Everybody didn't know.
But did we sit down and go, yeah, man, these
I
will
did
work.
Sit in one of them.
Okay.
We went and bought all brand
Nick
new chairs.
Nick drove 75,000 miles one way
like
to buy these chairs.
4-hour trip to get these chairs, and they burned up in Kevin's house the next week.
The night you got them. Kevin, that's
a couple days later,
that's
for
some
sure.
Hell
he
right
brought
there.
Helmets, all kind of stuff for the studio.
I'm so glad I didn't leave those motorcycles because Christina today would have said those motorcycles caused that fire.
You had gas in there.
Because she was sweating, thinking I might have gas in the tank. I remember I was like, dude, these things don't have gas in them.
Right.
They don't even have oil in them.
Right.
But for some reason, I was like, I'll just leave them. And then Nick called me the next day, 2 o'clock. Hey, man, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, what?
God, we laughed so hard.
No, we didn't.
Man, after we stopped laughing, we go, man, we got to call him. Dude.
Man, we should check on him.
Man, that's funny as hell, dude. Good for him.
We did not say that. But we're talking about your house burning. Where are we at today? Did we drop off a framing package? Do we have a slab?
Oh, it's framed. It's doors and windows going in this Friday.
So if I drive up there,
here's a house.
I mean, this ain't no lie. You
no,
ain't
sir.
Lying to me.
No, sir.
Because
no,
I'll catch you lying.
Windows and doors is going in Fridays now.
Throwing doors up there.
Yeah, we're just going to, me and John are going to go up there and just start directing the crews around.
Just set it on fire again.
No.
Not on my watch.
No, I ain't setting it on fire. I'm going to build you a 60x60 garage. It's going to be the 86 XR showcase.
Hey, don't be throwing them wood chips down there. We got to get that up.
Yeah. Pick that up.
Pick that up.
This ain't your goddamn garbage
orange can. Drink capital of the world around here. Pick that shit up.
Dude, I had a guy built a rear deck on this house, and all he drank was Hawaiian Punch.
900
day.
Of them. Drink it just. Whoosh. Is that?
I'm talking 30 packs.
Just
show
chuck
up with
that
a 30
up.
Pack of high.
Even
of
the
Hawaiian
water.
Punch.
I mean, whatever it is, the water, they drink it, just throw it down.
They just think it's like lunch.
Why
garbage.
Is that a thing? Just
that
trash
was 90%
bag.
Of building my other house.
Was
like,
cleaning their shit
I'll
up.
I'll just clean up for lunch, guys. I got a 30 yard container over here. I'll just throw everything away.
I tell you, I had an OCD partner one time. Not partner, but a guy I worked
like
with.
Like, you, not a life
I
partner.
I didn't love him or anything.
Yeah, and I just used him for his body.
Mm hmm.
he was so OCD that when he was building his house, he would just follow those guys around and pick up after them.
Hey, man, you done with that salt packing?
Like, like catching cans?
One of the guys I knew that was doing the like the brickwork, the rock work, he was like, hey, man, they want to kill your friend.
Hey, man, this guy.
Stop doing
this
shit,
guy. This guy is all over us about the lunch.
Answer me in our on our YouTube if you watch our videos. They're on YouTube and follow us on Instagram. But what
winners
is, why,
take y'all?
Why is that a thing? Like, why do you think it's totally cool to drink and just eat shit?
It's all job side.
Throw it up in the air and just
chunk it. Everybody likes a half-eaten hamburger laying in their yard because you've got to pick it up. I mean, you think, oh, I'll just come down here with a skid steer and mash that in. You can't be mashing in hamburgers for 9 to 12 months.
My grass ain't grow for
your
shit.
Your grass will be tasting like Angus.
Damn hot dog front.
Shoot, this grass is medium well.
You got
well.
A hot dog plant sprouting up all over the place?
Yeah, dude, those are seeds. You start having a hot dog tree grow in your yard and you didn't plant it, that's bull.
They threw a veggie burger out there and I had this communist veggie burger tree.
Communist. Dude, it's communist. It listens to the Daily Worker. That's I promise you that.
All right, that's it.
All right.
Thanks to Cody Shock and Scotty Winterstrom. You got one more chance.
Scotty,
that's two times.
He don't need promotion.
Man, Scotty had me rolling tonight.
He was funny.
God.
We'll get him again. I gave him zero heads up. I just cold called him.
Yeah, it's
He's
fine.
Probably like, who in
no
the hell
judgment
is this
zone.
Dude?
It's a no judgment zone. He knows who you are. Everybody knows who you are.
Yeah,
we witnessed it.
Yeah, we did.
Some random
Southeast Vintage Motocross. Right. Oh my God! Guys, we have Kevin Kelly here at the riders' meeting.
Yeah, whoa!
Kevin's like bowing and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, man.
And then y'all lifted me up and like, yeah,
yeah. And everybody, they did like
Rudy,
a parade.
Rudy, Kevin, Kevin, yeah. Kevin.
I didn't even ride,
and it just turned into a huge parade through downtown.
Yes, and it's Autograph City. It's just stupid.
Everybody asked me on the start line, "You parked with Kevin?
You know that guy, man? You know Kevin Kelly?"
That's so dumb.
You tell that kid a king.
Next year, it's winners take y'all four stroke class this year. Next year, it's KD80 class.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. SEVMX.
Oh, we got to start looking for some
KD80s. Could you imagine if it was a full
game
KD80s?
KD80s, a blue tank, a gray tank, a red one.
Oh, God, it'd be exciting.
At least some they need to do it in like San Francisco.
Yeah, somewhere where the homosexual population
very
is
agreeable to it.
KD80 class.
On your mark, set, go.
Gady-gady showdown.
Good job, guys.
Love it.
On your mark, set, dance.
It's a good one to dance to.
Yeah, when they turn the card sideways, everybody starts dancing like hell. Yeah.
You got to race, guys. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I forgot.
I didn't know.
Yep.